friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, so today we are reading a book called Christmas at the Top of the World, and it's by Tim Coffey, and Mommy would like to compliment Tim on his last name and on his art, but especially his last name. And so today's story is read by Mommy and
Jay.
Jay? Awakened Jay? Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you, Jay. Shall we read the story now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here we go. Jay and Mommy are going on an adventure. Little reindeer loved winter. That was because Papa would tell him his favorite story at sleep time.
When I was your age, I discovered a place where the ground rises up to the sky, and you are high enough to touch the stars,
Papa said.
A magical place at the top of the world.
Where could this be?
Little reindeer wondered. He would wonder every night until he fell asleep.
One frosty night, Papa told Mama and Little Reindeer he was going on a journey.
I'm leaving tomorrow, he said gently, but I'll be back on Christmas.
Little Reindeer's ears perked up.
I want to go too,
he said.
One day you'll go, said Papa.
Just wait.
In the morning, Little Reindeer and Mama kissed Papa goodbye and watched him disappear deep into the woods. Little Reindeer had lots of questions. Who does that make me think of?
Me.
Yeah, because you have lots of questions.
Where did Papa go?
He asked Mama.
How long until he's back? How long until Christmas?
He's up north at the top of the world, Mama replied.
And when the north wind feels warm and smells sweet, it'll be Christmas Eve.
You'll know, she added.
All the animals will know.
It was hard to wait for Papa. At night, while Mama slept, Little Reindeer stared at the sky. He remembered Papa's story about a magical place, a place where you were high enough to touch the stars. Days and days passed, and then one night felt different. The air smelled warm and sweet. It was the wind from the north.
The top of the world,
he whispered. That was where Papa was right now. It was Christmas Eve. Little Reindeer couldn't wait anymore. He was going to find Papa. The other animals saw him go. And what other animals are there here in this picture?
Raccoon.
A raccoon?
Squirrel.
A squirrel?
Bird.
And this is a cardinal. This red bird is a cardinal. You see them at wintertime. And there they are going. Oh, and there's another animal that joined them.
Bunny.
A bunny rabbit.
Oh. As we turn the pages, friends, we see more and more animals. Oh, goodness.
Little Reindeer walked for a long time. At last he turned to look back. Every creature of the North Woods was behind him. And Mama, too. He remembered what she'd said about Christmas Eve. All the animals will know. Now, they were following Little Reindeer to the top of the world. At the top of a hill, Little Reindeer stopped, and the other animals stopped too. They heard only silence, and then they saw the place where the earth touched the heavens. There were green stars, red stars, blue stars too, yellow and white twinkling stars. They were close enough to touch, just as Papa had said. Little Reindeer made his way towards the biggest, brightest star. In the center of the village, the star glittered and shone at the top of a beautiful tree. It was like no other star Little Reindeer had ever seen. "But where is Papa?" he wondered. Jay, is that a real star? Like that you would see in the sky at night?
Mm-mm.
No. What kind of star is that?
Christmas star.
It's a Christmas tree star. It's at the top of a Christmas tree. Little Reindeer has found a great big Christmas tree. He could hear bells jingling up in the sky. Something was coming. He could hear it louder and closer. Something big. In a flash, it swooped down to the ground. What was it? The other animals gathered round, and Little Reindeer nudged his way to the front of the crowd. An old man came over to Little Reindeer, knelt down, and patted his head softly.
"I know who you are," the man said with a twinkle in his eye. "You must be here to see your papa."
And that's when Little Reindeer saw Papa by the sleigh. Papa was leading all the other reindeer.
"This is the magical place, isn't it?"
whispered Little Reindeer.
"I couldn't wait."
"You waited as long as you could,"
said his papa.
"It's Christmas Eve."
It was time for the kind old man. And Philip, who is that kind old man?
Santa.
Who is Santa? Papa and the other reindeer to bring the peace and magic of this place to the rest of the world. Little Reindeer stood with Mama and watched Papa soar above the village into the snowy night. Oh, I think I understand why Papa thinks he can touch the stars, because when he's flying as a flying reindeer, he is up next to the stars, isn't he? Yeah, he's in the sky at night. It's amazing. Then he snuggled against Mama and fell asleep. It would be Christmas soon, and Little Reindeer was on top of the world. And that is the end. Can you say the end?
The end.
The end.